It's Vancouver's podcast on the Canada's Podcast Network.
Hello, this is Robert Smigel coming to today with Vancouver's Podcast, a member of the Canada's Podcast Network, where we talk to the entrepreneurs who are making it happen here in Vancouver, British Columbia. Vi Nguyen is a realtor and investor who has a love and extensive knowledge of real estate. Born in Vietnam and raised in Winnipeg, Manitoba, and yes, she speaks fluent Vietnamese, however, she does have a Canadian accent. By 27 years old, she received her Bachelor of Science degree and Dental Hygiene diploma from the University of Manitoba. After university, she packed her bags and flew straight to BC and has never looked back. Today, she lives in East Vancouver, where she has taken up urban farming and is looking forward to taking care of her chickens. Well, Vi, welcome to the show. Thanks for taking the time today to be here for all our listeners.
Thank you for having me. I'm really excited to be here.
Okay, I want you to tell us a little bit more about yourself, where you're from, and give us the details on your current business.
Well, I was born in Vietnam, and I was actually a boat person, and then we ended up going to living in refugee camp for 2.5 years. So that's a story in that itself, but we won't get into that today. And then I grew up basically at 3 years old. I grew up in Winnipeg, Manitoba. So you can only imagine, you know, my mom and dad, who's used to plus 30 weather, getting used to minus 50 weather. And of course, the year that we went to Manitoba was the most horrible blizzard. So there was a bit of adjustment. And I think that has a lot to do with the way of my business practice today. And now I'm an entrepreneur and also a realtor. And I am with eXp Realty, and I help mostly first-time home buyers and some referral clients look for homes. And also, I'm well versed in real estate investing as well. And yeah.
Well, you're definitely in the right market, being in Vancouver, I guess, huh? with the real estate market the way it is now.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, good. Okay, now, did you need financing to start your company, and how do you currently make money in your business now?
Well, I had to be a realtor. There was a little. It wasn't as bad. To start off, you had to go to classes, online classes, and it basically, and then with the fees afterwards, you end up going like a little over $3,000. So that was pretty easy to get, because I had a lot of savings as a dental hygienist. And I basically had a career as a dental hygienist for 10 years. So I saved quite a bit of money. So I was able to launch myself into the career. And then I was also part of a team, even though, and he took a bit of quite a bit of the commission. So I didn't actually make a lot in my first year, but it was a good transition. So I didn't have to pay upfront and out of pocket, because he paid for all the marketing material, and I got to learn how to be a real estate agent as well. So I considered that kind of a university fee of sorts. And then now I'm on my own, and so it's actually not that bad being a realtor. It's not like your usual product type of entrepreneurship.
Okay. What is the long-term vision, and what will your company look like in the future? Do you see the company expanding into other areas, and where beyond Vancouver, BC, or even Canada?
Absolutely. With eXp Realty, there's actually an opportunity to recruit agents underneath me, and I could recruit agents from here, Ontario, Alberta, anywhere that eXp's in, and also like all of the US, and they're opening up in Mexico and Australia. That's what I've been hearing. Those are still rumors, so I don't know if that's happening anytime soon, but that's what they're looking at. So there's opportunity to expand my team well across the world, it sounds like.
Great. So you could be hiring people in Canada as well as internationally.
Exactly. So it's going to be quite fun when we get together.
Good. Okay. Now, I want you to talk a little bit about doing business in Vancouver now. What are the biggest benefits for you in being an entrepreneur here in Vancouver, BC? I want you to give us some of the good points about starting a company here, but I also want you to give us some of the tough things or challenges for listeners so they can keep an eye out for them.
Boy, there's so much benefit. When I decided to take the plunge and become a full-time realtor, rather than have a nice paid job as a dental hygienist, was that the potential to make money here is so vast in any career. There's so many people, so many tourists, so it's so diverse out here. The potential is there. And you can see there's people living in penthouses, people buying $5, $10, $16 million houses. So there's just the potential is limitless here, I find. And in any respect, not just real estate. However, saying that, that's the challenge. Realtors are saturated here. You need something to really stand out. You have to be friendly. You have to be able to make friends in the industry. Connections, that's really big. That's one of the things you just have to do here to stand out or be the best service person you can be, really. So that's the challenge.
Okay.
It's just that there's so many of us out there, so many entrepreneurs.
Right. Now, we do some of our best work outside the office. Is there a place in the Lower Mainland close to where you live or work where you like to go recharge or get inspired or think about ideas and your business? And does it change with the season, considering all the rain we get here?
That is true. Well, in the summers, definitely I like to hike. So sometimes I do the Grouse Grind just to let off some steam and clear my mind a little, because all you can think about is that how awful those steps are. So there's not much going in your head. I call that a little mini meditation. Sometimes I just like to if I want something simpler, just take a simple walk around Burnaby Lake. In the winters, I tend to not do that so much. I do take little walks around, or I meditate in my office for, good 40 minutes every so often, just to help me recharge. Lately, I'm thinking of joining actually the Women's University group out in the Highcroft Manor. So that might be my new place to just recharge, because the Heritage Mansion is just such a beautiful place to sit and relax and think.
Okay. Now, we have a lot of international listeners, so this next question, I want you to speak to them. If you were to start all over again and you just moved here to Vancouver, BC, but this time you don't know anyone, knowing what you know now, what would you do and how would you go about starting all over again as an entrepreneur?
That is a great question. And I feel like that was, even though I came from Winnipeg and I wasn't international, but I came to Vancouver without knowing anyone. And even though I was a hygienist, my office was very limited to, five staff members. And I really didn't know a lot of people. So when I became a realtor, it was really hard for me to make that decision to go full time. But basically, I would say for a realtor, it's a little different being a realtor versus other service entrepreneurs. Being part of the team really helped me, because basically all we did was internet leads, and I became really good at, I call them warm calling people. So people come onto the website and they enter their phone number as a name. Most of the time it's fake, but that's fine. Once in a while you get a gem. But I became really disciplined and good at doing internet leads. So it's a bit of a, it's, if you're on your own and you decide to become a realtor, it costs quite a bit to get the internet leads, but I think they're worthwhile if you don't know anybody.
Right. So basically, if you don't know anyone, it gives you, inspires you to kind of charge ahead and try and meet more people.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And these people are looking for real estate already. So that's why it's a little different. Internet marketing doesn't always work for every
industry.
Type of company.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, what does the first hour look like for you when you get up in the morning? Do you have a specific routine or a ritual that helps you get motivated to start your day?
Yes, my cats motivate me. Sad to say, I love my cats to pieces. I actually ended up adopting a cat from one of my clients who had a litter of kittens. So in the morning, I basically, it's all about my cats. And then I think about myself. So I feed them, I pet them, they need attention. And I tell them how amazing they are because cats really need a lot of attention and a lot of love.
How many do you have?
Well, I have three now.
Okay.
And then, of course, I go out to the garden, and then I do my urban farming. And right now, we don't quite have the chickens yet. We do have, we're building the coop, the chicken coop right now. But we do have a lot of fruits and vegetables that tend to. And it's also a nice time for me to just decompress and get ready for my day.
Do you think entrepreneurs have to be weird or unique in a positive way, or are wired differently?
Yes. There are many times where I wonder, what the heck am I doing? And I can understand why a lot of people don't want to take this lifestyle. We do have to be wired differently because everyone around us is, the norm is to just have a job and do the usual thing. And it is quite safe to have a job and have a constant check rather than, you know, work on a commission-based job where you're, you know, 1 month you might make, you know, $50,000 and next month you make, in the next couple of months you make nothing, but you're still working really hard or take other challenges like my event I have next week. I have never done an event before, and this was very much a new learning curve for me.
Okay, what books are you reading now and why, or even audiobooks? And can you recommend any books for our listeners who are also aspiring entrepreneurs?
Absolutely. Well, let's start with the aspiring entrepreneurs. How I started was reading Rich Dad, Poor Dad, and that was that changed my life, basically, and that's what got me to go forward and become an entrepreneur and become a realtor. So that's definitely a great way to, kind of an easy read to segue your mind frame to get into the entrepreneur mindset. What I'm reading right now is actually Results Faster by Tony Jerry. And the reason why I'm reading it is because he's kind of, I get to meet him next week because I'm hosting him in Vancouver. So I'm reading that as well. And I'm also kind of reading his book on specifically for realtors. It's called Life is a Series of Presentations for Realtors. So I'm slowly working through that book. And my fun book that I like to kind of listen to is the Dr. William Dyer's essays on the Tao Te Ching.
Okay. Now, what online or offline tools do you use on a daily basis?
Well, my iPhone, I like to say, is my life. Everything I need is on my iPhone. If I ever lost it, life would be over for me. What I really love is... iCalendars. Everything I have is in iCalendars and reminders. So I put everything I need to do there. And also I like the stocks app because I like to look at how my stocks are doing as well. And those are basically, I only use those things. And also like as a realtor, I also have a KV Core platform, which is a great kind of CRM system Really, it's just a great real estate tool.
Okay. Well, Vancouver is a beautiful place to live. We all know that. It's a very lifestyle city. How do you balance work and how do you relax and not think about work? And what are your favorite activities to do here in BC? Do you ski? Do you bike, kayak, golf, hike, or simply go for a drive?
Well, I've been here for about 10 years. So I remember the first couple of years, I just went crazy and did everything. You know, I surfed in Tofino, I did wine tasting in Okanagan, and I went skiing every weekend. Now that I'm an entrepreneur, I find myself with less time. So right now it really is just trying to fit in hiking. Because I think as an entrepreneur, there's a joke, you know, which 80 hours do you want to work this week? So I just find myself, I think right now, hiking and hanging out with my cats and my urban farm is basically the only things that I have that I do for myself.
If you weren't doing what you do now, what would you like to do for a profession?
I love to travel. So it will probably be something within the travel industry. Like, I always thought, how do you get those jobs as those tour guides? They must have the best time in the world. So probably be a tour guide or a blogger or a travel photographer, something along those lines. But I'm definitely unemployable because I'm not the best. I tend to do things my own way.
What kind of job would you not like to do? Couldn't do it.
Gosh, I've done so much. What job can I do? You know, I probably couldn't. I'm not the best academic, even though I went to university, but I'm not an academic person. So I could not see myself becoming a professor and getting a master's and PhD. I wouldn't have the attention span for that at all. So kudos to them, but that would not be me.
In business, what is your favorite word or quote or sentence that you like to use?
It's actually on my business cards, and I think it kind of encompasses being an entrepreneur. So it's, the meaning of life is to find your gift, and the purpose of life is to give it away. And I believe Pablo Picasso said that, although if you Google it, there's controversy as who said it. But I like to think Pablo would say something like that. And basically, I think that is being an entrepreneur. You find your path, find what you're gifted in, and then you give it away, and hopefully you get financial rewards for it.
What is your least favorite word or sentence you do not like to hear?
I can't do it. I just cannot. I can't stand that because I think anything's possible.
If you had to pick one or two words to describe yourself, what would it be and why?
Dynamic, too honest, friendly, and easily approachable. That's just my basic personality. I don't know. I've always been that way as a child, and maybe a little bit on the fearless side as well, if you talk to my parents.
Okay. What keeps you up at night, if anything?
Deals closing. I meditate to try and alleviate that, but basically in real estate, closing a deal, there's so many factors that can go wrong, especially financing, and it's always done to the wire before subject removal, of course, but, you know, that's just the nature of the game.
Right. Okay. I want you to give us the top three things on your inspired life list. This could be a bucket list of any sort, whether you want to travel more, whether you want to write a book, TEDx talk, speaking engagements, philanthropy, anything like that?
Absolutely. I have so much. So basically, philanthropy is a huge reason why I'm also an entrepreneur as well. So I would love, you know, for humans, I like the idea of building schools and helping third world countries, children in third world countries become better or do better in life, maybe even sponsor them over, go to school and so forth, because I think there's so much talent out there. And for animals, I would love to have a little farm out in the countryside and also take in animals, rescue animals as well. And that's philanthropy part. And of course, I would love to travel with my family, be with my family more, take some really awesome trips together, create memories. And I believe, oh yeah, and also speaking engagements. I do have a passion to help, to inspire other entrepreneurs and spread the word that anything's possible. Like, if I can do it, then I think anybody can, really. So spreading financial IQ and just letting everybody know that just follow your dreams. You can do it.
Do you have any advice that you may have received that you can pass on to entrepreneurs throughout BC?
Just take the plunge and do it. You don't know until you try. That was the best advice I got from one of my friends.
Okay. Okay, Vi, you ready to have some fun?
Yes.
Great. Okay.
Always.
As you know, entrepreneurs are very, very busy people. As you mentioned earlier in the interview, you are pretty well tied to your iPhone and it is the lifeblood of your company. And that's why you keep all your contacts and your schedules and everything. But we're going to take you away from all that. There's a small tropical island just off of Fiji that only has one phone booth there. There is no internet. This place does exist. We're going to drop you off there. You won't have a computer, a smartphone, or a tablet. You can use the phone booth located there. Any time to call the boat, we'll come pick you up. How long would you last before you made that call? And what would you do while you were there?
Wow, that's a really good question. That sounds like paradise, personally. If I didn't have a care in the world, basically I can stay there for months on end, if not live there for life. So basically the first thing I would probably do is, you know, find shelter, make shelter. If I have to build it myself, find food, even if I have to farm or see what the locals are eating and what animals I can raise, probably get a cat or two. And then meditate. I don't know, swim every day. I don't know if there's waves to go surfing. That would be so ideal. If I can surf every day, life would be so good. But I could live there for a long time.
So farming and surfing probably be the two biggest things that you'd be doing, I imagine.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much. And so, hiking. Yep.
So I take it we're going to be out there waiting for you for quite a while.
Yes, probably. Yeah, you probably have to come get me. The business will have to find me then.
Okay, after about 3 months, we're coming in to get you. We can't wait anymore.
You'll have to get me like kicking and screaming a little bit.
Right. Okay, get on the boat. Bye, get on the boat. Okay, how can our listeners get hold of you? And is there anything you'd like to add before you leave us today?
Sure. Well, how the listeners can get a hold of me, I'm on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, and Twitter. I have a website, my first name and last name.ca, so vnguyen.ca, but that's not quite up and running yet. We're still working on a few things. I have a website also, vnguyen.exprealty.com. And yeah, I'm easily accessible. And what I would like to say is just thank you for having me here. It's been a blast, and I look forward to just getting to know your other podcast. Interview.
Yeah,
podcast.
You've become a fan of the podcast, I hear.
I have. Yes, I can't wait to hear more of it. These are neat questions that you ask, and I'd like to see where you get really into people's minds, and I like that as well.
Yeah, I think that's what we try and do, is also to really kind of make you think and get some questions you may not be expecting. So I think that kind of gets you into the mindset. So, okay, Vi, thanks for coming on the show. I've learned a lot about you, and I'm sure our listeners have as well.
Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, we'll see you next time.
Bye now.
Hey there, thanks for taking the time today to listen to Vancouver's podcast on the Canada's Podcast Network. We hope you enjoyed the show today. Make sure you sign up for our newsletters and write a review for us on iTunes, and then connect with us on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and LinkedIn at Canada's Podcast. You can also check out what other entrepreneurs are doing across the country. See you next time.